All right, thanks, Frank. Good morning. It is my pleasure to present the 3M Industrial business. We are a business group that has delivered strong performance over the past 3 years and again in 2014. The strong performance comes from what we do every day to bring the 3M vision of advancing every company, enhancing every home, and improving every life to life in 3M Industrial markets. Let's start with an overview of our Industrial business group. We're an $11 billion business growing at 1.5 times IPI in a $90+ billion marketplace. We have a proven ability to create value by leveraging the 3M fundamental strengths of technology, manufacturing, global footprint, and brand. We are winning with commercial excellence in how we engage our customers, transform our channels, and focus on strategic global markets. We're executing portfolio management to increase customer relevance, growth, and enterprise value. We're investing in innovation to create differentiated, high-impact new products that help us gain profitable market share in both new and existing markets. And we're increasing our competitive advantage through business transformation. I'm going to cover each of these strategies and priorities in my presentation today. So here you can see that strong performance reflected in 5% growth on both the top and bottom line. That growth comes from industry-leading positions in product platforms, abrasives, adhesives, tapes, and advanced materials. It also comes from a mix of high-growth, market-facing businesses in automotive, aerospace, and filtration. That growth also comes from a mix of market-leading positions in every region in the world. Our businesses, taken together, form an industrial powerhouse with broad market reach, unique technologies, and leading brands. We operate in the most attractive industrial markets around the world, and we outgrow them. We leverage a majority of 3M technologies to create differentiated industrial product platforms, and we go to market with industry and category-leading brands. When you look at the front end of our business, we successfully engage customers through multiple go-to-market models. Our industrial businesses serve a wide variety of customers, from large global OEMs to small local customers. We do this through multiple go-to-market models, ranging from direct sales to global key accounts, to industrial distribution, to e-commerce. When you step back and look at our product sales at a high level, it can be divided into two categories. The majority of our sales comes from what we call designed-in or specified products. Examples of this would be products that would go into the bill of materials for the manufacturing of appliances. It might also be products that are specified in the process to refurbish aircraft. On the consumable side, you'd see products like abrasives and tapes that are used in general manufacturing and construction processes. In order to win across this wide variety of customers and these go-to-market models and in these designed-in consumable spaces, we need to focus on these key areas. So we're focused on accelerating our designed-in sales. We're focused on improving our key account management. We're partnering with converters and storefronts. Converters are customers who buy jumbo rolls of our materials and then convert them into form factors that are used in the manufacturing by their customers in their manufacturing processes. These are typically finished goods manufacturers. Storefronts are outlets all over the world that serve those small local customers. A good example of this would be Ferreterias in Latin America. We're also aligning to changes in the B2B channels. A good example of this is accelerating growth that we see through e-commerce. For the rest of my presentation, I want to highlight our strategies and priorities through the eyes of our three key levers. So let's start with portfolio management. Portfolio management for us is really about prioritization, and we're leveraging prioritization in our portfolios, in our businesses, and now down to our product level. We're focusing on key markets and geographies. We're focusing on priority customers, and we're focused on winning against critical global, regional, and local competitors. Here you can see pictured how that prioritization shows up across our business group. On the portfolio level, we continue to look at our divisions, and I'll highlight some examples of how we're managing our division-level, our business-level portfolio. We're also going down to the product level and prioritizing the highest growth opportunities there. And I'll cover each of these in a little more in just a moment. But we're also looking at our portfolio, leveraging pricing strategy to align the best mix to the local markets, the best mix of our business to the local markets. We're focused on playbooks for both developed and developing markets, and I'll highlight some examples of this in just a moment. And then we're looking and focused on the priorities that will win in key markets around the world. Key accounts, as I said, are a key focus for us, both global and local key accounts, But we're also driving channel strategies like e-commerce to make sure we deliver best-in-class service to all of our customers. And we're taking our analysis and focus on competitors deeper, driving action plans against those critical global, regional, and local competitors. You take all this together, and we're taking our prioritization broader and deeper to help drive growth and create greater value. As I said, portfolio management at a business level is still critical. It's helping us, as Inga said, to increase relevance with our customers and create greater shareholder value. In 2014, we combined a couple of our businesses into other businesses in the Industrial Business Group. We integrated our personal care business into our industrial adhesives and tapes business to take advantage of synergies on both the front end and the back end of those two businesses. We also realigned our defense markets business with the Ceradyne integration. And as I said, we're taking this portfolio management down to the product level. We've identified the highest growth opportunities, and we shifted a significant portion of our R&D, SG&A, and capital investments to those priority growth opportunities. As I said, we've got playbooks for the highest priority countries in both developed and developing markets. Our global teams are working with our country teams to develop very sharply focused playbooks, which identify where we want to play, markets, customers, and geographies, and then what it's going to take to win. What is the best playbook to win? In our developed economies and markets, we're focused on winning share. In our developing markets, we're focused on increasing penetration and driving accelerated growth. And we're executing all of this with a plan, do, check, act discipline, which is helping us to outgrow those markets across the world. Let's turn to invest in innovation. In industrial business, in our investment innovation strategies, we're shifting investments to those high impact new projects. We're building new platforms based on customer insights using processes like customer-inspired innovation. We're accelerating the growth of something I'm calling new core product platforms, and I'm going to explain this in a little more detail in just a moment. And then we're driving consistent execution globally and locally. To really see the impact of our investments in innovation, I think it's important to step back and look at what's going on in growth in the introduction phase as well as the growth phase of a product lifecycle. That introduction phase is vital to us in 3M. We have to continue to grow this year over year. We focus our innovation here on global new products for new and existing markets, and also on reinventing ourselves in the local with local new products. Really, most of our products continue to grow well past this introduction phase. Some of these become game changers. Those game changers really reshape the core of our product platforms. They become new core for us. And we need to leverage the high growth from these new core platforms and make sure we're prioritizing our investments there. In all of this, we're trying to focus on maximizing our R&D investment and prioritize the highest impact projects. So one of the ways we prioritize these projects is through customer insights. And as Inga highlighted, we use two processes to really develop those customer insights. We use customer-inspired innovation for our designed-in products, and we use eye-to-eye for our consumable products. As Inga highlighted, the CII process is very much a one-to-one, deep engagement with our customers. It leads to innovative new products and applications. The products you see pictured here are products we introduced in 2014 based on that process. Lightning strike protection film for use in the construction of composite aircraft. New advanced ceramic friction shims, which help to reduce the weight and improve the performance of automobile transmissions. And then new attachment systems as our customers in the automobile industry bring in new materials that require new bonding solutions. On the eye-to-eye side, our consumable products, one of the great applications of this, looking across a broad customer set, is the simplification that we did in our masking tape portfolio. We went from more than two dozen masking tape products down to a simplified portfolio of five, and we're driving double-digit growth off of that simplification. We're also using eye-to-eye to expand our paint application systems and actually to introduce entirely new platforms like the air barrier product portfolio you see pictured here. So engaging our customers this way really helps drive our innovation and helps to prioritize our best ideas. Focusing on these insights is also helping to fill up our product pipeline with high-quality new products. These are three different categories of investments that we're leveraging to drive innovation. The first, investing in innovation, is leveraging corporate-sponsored investments, as Inga talked about, to introduce new products for new markets. An example of that is liquid air barrier that we introduced in 2014 to help build out that air barrier portfolio. We also introduced an entirely new class of protective films called Crystal Silk for use in the manufacture of both electronics and appliances. In our industrial businesses, we're working on extending our platforms into new markets and new applications. A great example is our glass bubble platform. This year we've introduced new and differentiated performing glass bubbles that extend into new markets and new applications. We also are taking our Cubitron 2 precision-shaped ceramic grain technology from our coated abrasives applications into other applications like cutoff wheels you see pictured here. And then our local R&D efforts and teams are focused on reinventing close to the customer. And here you see a couple of examples, one from our Korea team on Interam insulated matting, which is used in the manufacture of catalytic converters, and also residential water filtration for the China market. Expanding our product platforms into these high growth opportunities is a big advantage from all of these investments. So here I've highlighted some examples of what I call the new core platforms for our industrial business. Each of these new core platforms has in common that they leverage deeply the four fundamental strengths from 3M: technology, manufacturing, our global capabilities, and brand. The first one, investing based on some investments to innovate new structural adhesives, we now have the most comprehensive adhesive portfolio in the world. We're leveraging that to drive double-digit growth in key markets. In 2009, we introduced Cubitron 2, the precision-shaped ceramic grain technology, into coated abrasives. This was a whole new, you know, really created a whole new category of performance. We're now taking that same technology and that same advantage in performance into precision-bonded abrasives, like the cutoff wheel you saw pictured earlier, but also into precision grinding and finishing products, like the products pictured here that we added with the Winterthur acquisition. We've been innovating and continue to innovate in our ThinSulate platform, and we're leveraging that now to bring the best-in-class acoustic solutions to automobile construction. So we take these three new core platforms for the Industrial Business Group. Together, they'll deliver more than $600 million over the next 3 years. Let's turn to our last lever, business transformation. We're leveraging business transformation to become more effective and efficient in how we serve our customers. We're using it to drive improvements in our supply chain performance and our cost of goods sold. It really is extending our competitive advantage. On the front side of our business, customer-facing side, it's helping create best-in-class fulfillment. It's providing complete visibility for our customers across the supply chain. It's helping us to drive increased growth and productivity. On the supply chain side, we're leveraging global lean value streams and a coordinated global supply to improve our cycle times and inventory turns. All of this is transforming our customers' experience and helping us to drive down the cost to serve and cost to supply. And while we're implementing those business transformation strategies, we're working every day in our businesses to optimize our supply chain and reduce our cost of goods sold. In our supply chain, we are leveraging those centers of excellence Inga talked about to reduce cycle times, improve our plant and asset utilization, and increase our inventory turns. Reducing COGS is critical to our future performance and carrying that strong performance forward. We're leveraging Lean Six Sigma and disruptive cost out innovation to improve our productivity, improve our yields, and reduce our waste. Delivering this continuous improvement in COGS is how we fund those investments in innovation. So these strategies and priorities are how we are bringing the 3M vision to life in industrial markets. They are how we will continue the strong performance well into the future, growing our global industrial powerhouse to over $15 billion in sales by 2019. Thank you. I'll now turn it over to H.C. Shin for update on international operations. Thanks, H.C.